Welcome to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We pray that this message will strengthen and encourage you. Now here's a message from one of our special guests.
You may be seated. What a great honor to be here tonight. I love this church. I love these pastors. And I am part of the family. This is also my church. Also my wife. She loves this church. So thank you, Pastor Dan, for this opportunity. I really treasure it in my heart. I believe with all my heart that I have a word for you tonight, that God places this word in, for this church and for this day and for the now. You know, when we preach, it's so important that we ask the Holy Spirit, what is it that you want to tell them? Because we're just a mouth, that's it. He's the one who has to do all the talking. So I believe that this is a word for you. How many of you are going through difficult times right now? Most of you. How many are going to a time in your life in which it's hard to listen to the voice of God? Let me see your hands up. All right. In the book of Kings, chapter 19, verse 11, there's the story of this great prophet that he was going through that season also. This is the story of Elijah, and he was a great prophet. I mean, the Bible says that the spirit of Elijah is the one who came upon John the Baptist, and the spirit of Elijah is the one who came upon Jesus, and it's a manifestation of the Holy Spirit called the spirit of Elijah, which is the one that builds the church in the New Testament. So he's a very important prophet, and he was called to anoint kings, and he was called to repair altars, and he has this anointing to destroy false prophets. But one day, after so much ministry, after feeling alone, he ended up inside a cave. He was paralyzed, full of fear and alone. He even wanted to die. So if he went through difficult times, any of us can go through difficult times. Even us pastors. Pastors, we go through difficult times. I mean, we are humans and we have problems just like you in our families, sometimes finances, sometimes just the worry of the ministry. It's a tough time. So it's so important that you pray for your pastors and you bless your pastors and you give words of encouragement to your pastor. It's very, very important. So let me read the scripture in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 11. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount on Jehovah. And behold, Jehovah passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break into pieces the rocks before Jehovah. But Jehovah was not in the wind. It was a great wind, powerful wind, but God was not there. And after the wind, there was an earthquake, but Jehovah was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but Jehovah was not in the fire. And after the fire, finally, a still small voice. How was the voice? Still and small. And it was so when Elijah heard it, then he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what dost thou hear, Elijah? So it is so impressive that all these huge manifestations and things supernatural, and still he did not connect it to what it was happening. But when he heard a small voice, then he reacted. Lots of times in the small and in the insignificant things is precisely when you will find God. The great prophet was hiding in a cave. just after this happened, just after he has destroyed hundreds of false prophets that they were doing ministry in Israel, and he was threatened by the spirit of Jezebel, and he was confused, and he went into the cave. This is after a great success, but he was tired, alone, and drained. He needed a fresh touch from God. When you're going through battles, when you're going through difficult times in life, when you wear out, so much of your strength is gone, you know, bad things happen. It is time to look for the small and still voice of God in your life. He did not find that voice in the powerful wind. Sometimes we're waiting for this great manifestation. I don't know about you, but that happened to me many times, that I needed a word from the Lord, that I needed a fresh touch from the Lord, and I was waiting for this great voice to speak to me, Frank, this is your Father in heaven. Or I was waiting for this great manifestation. I was expecting that when the worship leaders were praising the Lord, I will fall backwards and start crying, and nothing like that happened. You know, sometimes when we need God the most, he become the smallest for us not to miss it. So I'm here to preach to you to pay attention to the small details. Elijah didn't find it in the earthquake. He didn't find it in the fire. He didn't find it in the wind, but he found it in a small voice. In places where regularly we don't value or pay attention to, lots of time we will find the voice of God for us. Lots of time we will find the power of God for us. Lots of time we will find the presence of God for us. Jesus, when he was in the planet walking as a man, God incarnated, Jesus, the Son of God, 100% God and 100% man, while he was walking in Jerusalem and in the surroundings, he was a regular person. He was not this great manifestation of God. He will dress like any other people dress. He will speak the same way others spoke. He was just a regular guy, and yet he was God Almighty in the flesh, walking among the people. So I'm here to tell you and to teach you that in the simplicity and in the humbleness, and sometimes the small things, is precisely where you will find the voice of God, where you will find the God that is all powerful. The way he spoke, it was the same way that everybody spoke, but there were power in the words. There was the manner he communicated was normal and simple, but his word, it was so powerful. His customs were the same as in the community. He was a normal, simple guy when he was flesh, but he was still God Almighty among the men, among humans. Many saw them, many heard him, many even touched him, and many at the same time knew who he was. Others didn't even notice that he was God Almighty, that he was the Messiah of Israel, that he was the answer for all your problems. You know why? Because they didn't pay attention to the details. If you're looking for an encounter to God Almighty, you came here tonight to learn that sometimes the small things, in the small voices, among the small people, in the simplicity, you will find the God that doesn't lose any battle. You will find the God that is all powerful, and you will find the answers of your prayers. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 22nd, this is an impressive scripture. I always read it many, many, many times, but just in the last few days, I discovered something powerful, and this is the title of my message. The title of my message is, Pay Attention to the Crumbs. Pay attention to the crumbs. There is power in the crumbs. Matthew 15, verse 22. And behold, a woman from Canaan came out from those borders and cried, saying, have mercy on me, Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a demon. But Jesus answered not a word. You know, that's not typical. He's very caring. He cares for you. He wants to bless you. He wants to heal you. He wants to embrace you. He wants to love you. This is not in character. He's doing this on purpose. There's a reason why he's doing this. So he did not answer her. She has a huge problem with a daughter. It says that this daughter is being oppressed by demons, by a demon. But he didn't answer. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cries after us. And he answered and said, I was not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she came and worshiped him. Listen to, look at her. She insisted. She was crying to Jesus. She was asking Jesus. That's a form of praying. When you ask, you're praying. She was praying to Jesus. She was interceding before Jesus for her daughter, for her family. And she was insisting among the disciples too. And then the Lord answered her in a way that is not typical, but she still worshiped him. She didn't get the right answer, but she insisted by worshiping. The first thing she did was pray. The second thing she did is worship. You know, when the Lord doesn't answer your request, I give you an idea. Instead of keep asking, start worshiping. So she was worshiping and saying, Lord, help me. So first she was asking, now she's worshiping and asking. She took her to another level. And he answered to them, and he answered and said, after she worshiped and asked, the combination, the voice of God came in, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. But she said, yeah, Lord, for even the dogs eat the crumbs which fall in their master's table. Then Jesus answered unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. He was impressed. Be it done unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was healed from that hour. He was impressed by the faith of this woman. I want to tell you that in the smallest thing that God can give you, there you can find the biggest thing that you may ever need. And normally everybody look to the top of the table where the big bread is, where everybody does. It is common to look at the top of the table. It is common to see what is in the top of the table. But she had a different vision. She looked at the floor. And when you're stuck and you're not listening to God, or you're not getting the response from God, it's time to do something different. It's time to get a different perspective. Sometimes the Lord stays quiet because he wants to take us to another level of believing, or he wants to inspire us to do something different. You know, in heaven, nothing repeats himself. There is a constant new song. There's a constant movement of the Holy Spirit. There's no circles in heaven. Everything is original. Everything is new. And sometimes the Lord stays quiet because he's pushing us to do different things. So she had a different vision. She looked at the floor. She looked at the small things. She looks at the crumbs. The crumbs still were the bread of God. They were just in the place and nobody noticed. They were small, they were little, but they were still the bread of the living God. And that was enough for her. She looked at it and she says, that's enough for me. This is so powerful because we must learn how to have the vision for the crops. We must then appreciate it, because when you appreciate the little, God is feeling, it feels okay to give you the most, the big. You understand, when we learn to appreciate the little, like if you start serving in church, doesn't matter where you start. If you start in the parking, or if you start in the children, when you start in the state, whatever, you appreciate it. You value whatever God gives you, you value it. Because when we value and we appreciate and we honor the little, God feels comfortable. God feels inspired to give you more. So this is very powerful. Elijah and this woman both were in great need. Both were desperate. Both were tired, afraid, lost in fear. The woman, her daughter, was tormented by a demon. Imagine how many mothers are here. How many fathers, that you have a child that is tormented by a demon, wouldn't you do anything to set those to set your children free? Wouldn't you fight for your freedom? So she was fighting for the freedom of her daughter. She was interceding for deliverance. And the woman and her daughter were tormented. Not only the daughter was tormented, she was double tormented. She was tormented by the demon that was tormented the daughter, and she was tormented by, look at it, the daughter, how she was feeling. So she was fighting for deliverance. In both occasions, the prophet and this woman both received the answer through the little, through the small. Elijah received freedom from fear, and he came out of the cave when he heard the small and still voice. He didn't was free from the fear when he heard the big manifestations. Thank God that he had a heart to listen to the voice of God. That he was not looking for being impressed, or he was not looking for a huge manifestation. He was just looking for God. In the way that whatever way you choose, God, to speak to me is fine with me. In this moment, God chose to speak to Elijah in a small voice. Compared to all this huge manifestation that he just saw, he waited for his voice. When you come to church, when you're serving God, put your eyes on Jesus. Don't put your eyes on the building. Don't put your eyes on man. Don't put your eyes in the team, on the decoration. Put your eyes on Jesus. And when you put your eyes on Jesus, you will find the voice of your God. And then she had the vision for the crumbs. You know, our first intention is to look for amazing manifestations and for great spiritual experiences. God will not speak through your emotions. God will not give you experiences of great sensationalism encounters. I had never experienced that. But through the small, you can find his greatness. God answers, and his power was manifested to this woman through the crumbs. I have so many testimonies in which I needed an answer from the God. Just this year, we've been in a process of binding a building. It's been a long process, very stressful process. And we looked so many properties. I was tired of looking at so many properties. And we found this huge property that we liked very much. But at the same time, I don't want to do anything if God doesn't tell me to do it. You know, success is when you do what God tells you to do. You want a definition of success? Do what God tells you to do. When you do what God tells you to do, you're successful. So I want to be successful. How many of you want to be successful? I look for his voice. Tell me what you want. This is the building or this is not the building. So it's a huge building. I have my team with me. Everybody was so excited. I love this, Pastor. What a beautiful place, Pastor. This is a miracle, Pastor. All the earthquake and the wind, you know, the earthquake and the wind and all that. Yes. And no, I hear the small voice. And we walk the whole building. We walk the whole building. It's 80,000 square feet, so it's very big. And we went, I was lost inside there, completely lost. And there was, we reached to the offices, and there was a huge office, and everybody, Pastor, this could be your office. Look, you can see the lake. It's beautiful. Oh my God, it has a private balcony and everything. No voice. No voice. Let's keep walking. And right, the last office, all of a sudden I hear the voice of God inside of me that says, here. Just one word. I mean, this is a multi-million dollar investment. I really give me a scripture. Give me a couple of scriptures. Take me to Proverbs and to Psalms. And then have two of my pastors call me and confirm me. I want to feel that I want to feel the sensation. Maybe an angel will be nice. No, just one word here. And then he didn't talk to me anymore. So I went back to my house and, Lord, show me the building. Where do I go? I need it. No answer. No, nothing. Just one word here. So finally, I pay attention to the crumbs. And I said, based on the word here, let's go for this building. And we're about to close in the building. So my point is, a couple of years ago, Pastor Diego Mesa, which is someone that I respect and love very much, he went to my church. And he was giving his testimony about his sickness. He almost died. You know the testimony of Pastor Diego Mesa? I know he's a friend of this house. He had cancer. All the doctors says that you have 6 months to live. Everybody was freaking out. And he decided to believe God. And he was going through his ups and downs, because faith, true faith, has ups and has downs. So if you go to one of your downs, that doesn't mean that you don't have true faith. Did you get that? True faith goes to up and down. True faith is not like this. True faith is like this. All right? So he was going through one of those towns, and he says that he just went for a walk, and he says, well, Lord, I need you to talk to me. I need you to confirm I'm going to die. This is it at the church. And then I remember he mentioned that someone just gave him one word, something. It made a sound. I remember it was an animal or something, the forest that made a sound. And through that sound, he felt that God was speaking to him that you will live. You know, sometimes in the smallest details, it's exactly where you will find the word that you need to go on, to move on. So pay attention to the crumbs. Never despise or belittle the small things of God. For a lot of time, it is where you can find exactly what you need from Him. A lot of times, in the book of Luke, chapter 5, verse 12, it came to pass when he was in one of the cities, this is Jesus, he's going into different cities, so when he went into the cities, behold, a man full of leprosy, he was full. The Bible says that he was full. That means that his whole body was covered with leprosy. That means that he was in the final stages. I have seen leprosy. A few years ago, I went to Nicaragua to do missions in the fields, in the mountains. And we took a doctors, and there was a bunch of little kids that they lived by themselves in the forest. They were very organized. They had a leader, and they were very organized. And they had places in which they hide, because people go to these mountains and to take the girls to make them slaves, sex slaves, or to sell the organs. So they were very organized, very protective. And finally, they led us into their field, and we brought doctors, and we brought clothes, and we preached. And one night, as we were praying for the sick, there came one of them. He was full of leprosy. I didn't know that existed anymore. I thought that was just in the Bible. No, it's real. And he was in pain. I mean, he was in prayer. I remember I put my hand. I said, Lord, I'm just going to put my hand. You said, put the hands on the sick and they will help. So I'm going to put my hand. I'm not going to get sick. And I think that he's not going to get sick anymore. And we prayed. And as I was praying for him, and all our team was praying for him, the leprosy stopped like a bubble. It became like a bubble. He was screaming of pain. This guy was full of leprosy. It's a very cruel disease. Not only is cruel physically, in the Bible time when you had leprosy, you were considered a curse. And they will take you out of the cities. You cannot be part of the city. You cannot be part of the community. Most of the lepers in the Bible time will die not of leprosy, will die because they have no food, will die because of hunger. So this guy was full of leprosy. He was in his final stages of living. He was in pain. Nobody wanted to be close to him. He was not allowed to be close to nobody. They found him being close to somebody, they could kill him. He could not. Yeah. So he came to Jesus, and when he saw Jesus, he fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, listen to what he said, Lord, if thou will, thou can make me clean. That was it. And he stretched forth his hand and touched him. Very important. Because it was the first time in many, many years that somebody touched him. Nobody will touch someone full of leprosy. Nobody will touch someone with just a little bit of the leprosy. He was touched for the first time. Very important. Because Jesus touching, he was saying, you are important. I care for you. Nobody will touch you, but I will touch you. When people turn their back on you, I'm telling you, there's someone called Jesus that he will never turn his back on you. You can trust Jesus. He received you just as you are. He would not look at your sin. He would not look at your past. He would not look at what you're doing today. He will only look at your future. You can trust Jesus. So he touched him, saying, I will, be thou made clean. And straight away the leprosy departed from him. So this guy was full of leprosy. All his body was covered with the disease. He was in the last days, dying of this cruel disease. And all he says is, if you want, you can clean me. Simple prayer. When you're going through difficult times, keep it simple. When you feel tired, keep it simple. When you cannot go on anymore, keep it simple. When you feel that you don't have the anointing to intercede like others intercede, when you don't have the will to wake up early in the morning and seek the face of God, just keep it simple, because the Lord will also listen to simple prayers. This guy kept it simple. Lord, if you want, you can make me clean. And immediately Jesus touched him and listened to the answer. The answer was also simple. I will be clean. He didn't say, in the name of my Father and the Holy Spirit that is with me and the prophet Elijah and also John the Baptist and in the name of all my apostles. He just said, I will be clean. And he was clean in that moment. Pay attention to the small. Pay attention to the simplicity. Pay attention to the crumbs. This is powerful. A simple prayer. A simple answer. And a mighty manifestation. Amen. It was a simple prayer. The Lord, a simple answer. But in the simplicity of the answer of Jesus, the answer was, I will be clean. In that simplicity, there was a mighty manifestation. He was completely healed from a sickness that everybody dies from. There was no healing for leprosy back then. It was not a huge event. There were no extraordinary words. It was just a simple answer. We must understand that our God uses the simple to manifest His greatness. We must understand that God uses the simple to manifest His greatness. In the book of Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22nd. Listen what the apostle said. Seeing that the Jews ask for signs, and the Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified. That's the secret. He did it all. All is done. When Jesus died on that cross, everything was paid for. All is done. He did all the work. We just need to take a step of faith to receive. To receive His grace, to receive His mercy, to receive what He bought in the cross. So He says, we preach Christ crucified, unto Jews a stumbling block, and unto Gentiles foolishness. But unto them that are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God, powerful. Christ, the power of God, Christ, the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. There is power in the crumbs. When you're going through difficult times, when you feel weak, when it's overwhelming what you're going through, and we all go through that in one way or another. It could be business, it could be ministry, it could be family, it could be the children, it could be the marriage, it could be the age, it could be sickness. It could be financial pressure. When you're going through difficult times, keep your eyes on the small things. Seek for the small voice of God. Pay attention to the simplicity, for He will become small for you not to miss Him. When you don't have the strength, when you feel weak, keep your eyes on the simplicity of God, on the small things of God. With God, do not take small things for granted. I read the scripture of Elijah so many times. I said, well, Lord, why the earthquake and why the wind that broke the rocks and why the fire? Why? To teach us that He doesn't need what impresses men to impress you. He doesn't need what impresses men. He doesn't need it. Man is impressed by many things. That He doesn't need any of that. The truth is that the simple, still voice, He can set you free from fear. He can take you out of your cave, and He can launch you into your destiny. That's what He did to Elijah. And that's what He can do to you, and He can do to me. So tonight is a simple message. Pay attention to the crumbs. When you're going through the hard stuff, pay attention to the crumbs. I remember in June, when He told me here, that was the only word He gave me, here. In February. So by faith on that word, I made all these decisions. I went to Costa Rica in June with my wife. She was invited to preach in a women's conference. And the organizer said, I want you to come too with her. I want the support of men also. So I went just to accompany my wife. And the second day, this is a funny story. The second day, the husband of the one that was organizing the event, he picked me up at the hotel. And he took me to the mountains. He took me to a bunch of places. And then she calls me, where are you? I'm here with your husband in the middle of the forest. I need you here now. Please come. Tell him to bring you now. So I tell your wife. Your wife is calling. She wants me to. Okay, I'll take you. So when I went there, she saw me and she said, sit here. And she saw me in the front door. I want you to listen to this preacher. So it was this preacher from Argentina. Beautiful woman of God, amazing teacher, amazing, beautiful anointing, a great woman of God. But she was teaching how to be a strong woman and feminine. So I said, why she want me to hear this teaching? I mean, how to be a strong woman and feminine at the same time. So I'm there, listening. I'm the only man in the whole conference. There were 1,000 women there. And I'm listening in the first row, how to be a strong woman and feminine. I said, oh my God, I feel so awkward. So I told my wife, sit next to me. I don't want it to think anything wrong from me. So at the end of the preaching, there was a lady sitting next to me that I didn't even notice her because I was so worried. I was so worried on what other people are going to think about me listening to this teaching. I didn't notice this lady next to me. And this lady next to me turns out to be a prophet from Colorado. And she looked at me and she said, simple. You're going through the narrow gate. You're about to turn left. Bye. Simple. But I knew exactly what she was saying. I knew that was God Almighty speaking to me. I was going through the narrow gate. Everything was pending to be approved. The city didn't approve. We spent over $300,000 in all this tests and all this studies and all this lawyers and all this everything, and nothing was approved. Nothing. It was very complicated. But she said, you're going through the narrow gate. It's very narrow, but you're about to turn left. And the building that we're buying right now is right left of where we at. So I knew exactly what she was saying. But simple. So I have learned to appreciate the crumbs. I have learned to appreciate the small things. And I have developed a passion for the small and still voice of my Father. Because that's all you need. How many received this word tonight? Close your eyes, please.
Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.